There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Has the Kennergy between Ryan Gosling and Simu Liu gone sour?
And Glorilla Honey made one fan's day, honey, but her stylist broke his heart.
And later, Andrew Freund is talking to Tiffany Haddish, Jamie Lee Curtis, and the cast of the new movie Haunted Mansion.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
And joining us today is the king of reality TV. He's produced tons of shows, including his latest, Love and Marriage Detroit. It is Carlos King!
I'm happy to be back.
Yes. Yeah, and it's a good thing you're here, Carlos, because we got a relationship ending that we need a dish on, okay? Mm-hmm.
I know, that's right. It's a sad day for the Beehive because Beyonce's mom, Tina Knowles, and her husband, Richard Lawson, are calling it quits after 8 years of marriage.
What?
Yeah. I know. Tina filed for divorce, citing the usual irreconcilable differences. And she listed their date of separation as Tuesday, honey.
Oh, wow.
But check this out.
Oh.
When they got married, honey, she changed her name to Celestine Lawson. But now Miss Thing wants to be restored to as Celestine Knowles.
She wanted that old name back.
Okay.
But you know what? That really pisses me off. I'm upset about that.
What?
Because my thing, why would you want to take Matthew's name back? You divorced him. Knowles is his name. For
I
one
think...
thing, she should have went to Celestine Beyonce.
What? No.
No.
That's her original last
name. Oh, Beyonce's her original last name.
Yes.
Her maiden name is Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Celestine's maiden name is Beyonce.
So the deal is, Beyonce's name is Beyonce because Tina did not have any boys. And she wanted to carry the name over, right, Carlos?
Correct.
There you go.
You know what, though? Have y'all seen what Twitter's been bringing up about Richard?
What?
Yes.
His Twitter likes? That is so wild.
What?
I got breaking news for you.
What?
He deactivated his Twitter as of this morning.
Lord, because they found his likes. Yeah, they
You got to clean up the likes on the public Twitter.
Yeah, what, people be getting it that's public.
Was he liking likes?
He was liking a lot of footages that we cannot show here at Dish Nation. This is a family show.
Like male footages or female footages?
It was footages. It was footages of footages that we ain't going to footages
today. Wait, we're thangs and thangin'?
Yeah.
Hell, Carlos, what is it? You messy.
What? No. He was liking them $5 footlongs.
Yeah.
Really?
Now, why am I in it?
Yeah.
Well, moving along. Another duo who might be having relationship issues is Ryan Gosling and Simu Liu. They co-star in the new movie Barbie, which is everywhere, crushed the box office. Mm. But evidently, these two had an ice-cold moment on the pink carpet. A video just resurfaced from the Toronto premiere last month of the guys posing together. But then Simu got a little too close for comfort, maybe. Check it out.
Yeah, I don't care. You don't want to be that's too tender, you think? Fair enough.
Well, Simu addressed the video on IG, sharing his love for Ryan and saying he is the best human in every way, especially when he jokes around with us on the carpet and on set, infecting all of us with his Kennergy. Simu then redirected the attention back toward the writers and actors strike.
Period.
But he included it when he jokes around with us on the carpet, like, hee-hee, guys, this is a joke.
Yes.
I'm not, like, I'm 50-50.
It seems like a nervous response, you know what I mean? Like, I thought Canadians were nice, you know what I'm saying?
You know I'm Canadian. We're nice people.
You Canadian?
Yes.
I thought you was from Jamaica.
She's Haitian.
Okay.
This is twice this week that he's
Gary. My family is from IET, so I'm Haitian by blood. I was born in Canada, but I was raised in Miami-Dade County. And now I'm in Atlanta on Dish Nation.
Well, hey, you're African-American, hell.
I'm Haitian. I am Haitian-American.
Yes, Lord. Have you seen the Barbie movie, Ken, shirtless, Ryan Gosling's character? I will be touching Ryan Gosling on the red carpet, the pink carpet, the blue carpet.
All the carpet.
My cow milk carpet at home and everything else.
Well, y'all, it looks like Glorilla might have some explaining to do, or should I say her stylist. So, Glow recently performed at the Rolling Loud Miami Festival over the weekend, and during her set, Glow tossed a pair of glasses into the crowd, which were snatched up by a very exciting fan.
Good catch.
Okay. All right.
But get this, y'all. That excitement was short-lived because her stylist said, I need those back, and walked up to the fan with her crew and snatched the glasses back. Supposedly, the glasses were rented. Let's check out that footage.
Mind your business. I'm in my trouble.
But I'm not.
Yo, with the energy that he approached that dude, Glorilla probably promised those glasses to him after the show. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. But they probably bust her salary, honey, because she could never be Beyonce. Didn't she throw out her glasses?
Beyonce
recently?
Threw out her fora in my Jocelyn Hernandez voice. She throws out her earrings and everything. But the thing is, this is when Beyonce wasn't, you know, this rich pop star.
Yeah.
So she did ask for it back. But Glorilla, come on. They're sunglasses.
Glorilla has enough money to afford another pair of glasses. And if your fans start calling you No-Rilla, you're going to understand why. You should have let my man make it, yo. Well, moving on. As we all know, Atlanta is more than just a place where the players play. It's also the home of the best slang, man. Like, you know, a lot of slang come from out of here. And if you don't believe me, ask Georgia native Killer Mike. So, during a recent interview, Mike was asked about his three favorite slang words and phrases that make Hotlanta a unique place, and he said he loved the terms, shout it, how you talking about, and player.
Yeah, you talking about, that's so Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's so Atlanta. I think the Atlanta accent, too, is just hilarious.
I think it's sexy. Mm-hmm. Oh. There's nothing like a little tatted out Atlanta person with a gold tee and a gold tooth and just going to Waffle House and, you know, a little late night creep in my T-Boss voice. I just love it.
Are you reliving a moment?
Well, you know, this is before I was married, child, so, you know. I was outside and they were inside.
Wow. What's your favorite, like, Atlanta slang word?
Yo.
Oh, I was going to say my favorite position. No, my favorite Atlanta slang word, I do like shawty. I think,
really?
Oh, you know, when the boy used to be at the club, and they'd be like, yo, what up, shawty? I'd be like, oh.
Ooh, yes. Ooh,
you know.
Okay, girl.
Wait, I am ready.
That was your open sesame phrase?
Yeah. And I'm from Michigan, so the Midwestern accent is different. So when I came to Atlanta, I was like,
ooh, yes,
a hot boy.
Well, let me tell you, you've been here for a few months now. Yeah. Now, how would you use the term shawty?
Come on, Carl, stop looking at me like that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're trying to holler at somebody at the bar or something.
Use me for practice.
Okay.
No, use us for practice.
Oh. Wait, hold on. Is Shawty the new little mama?
Shawty.
Yeah, like, oh, come here, Shawty.
You used to be like, real quick. Like, right?
No, look at us.
Okay,
all right. This,
let me get it,
Tanner.
What?
Just say, yo, queen, honey. What?
Yo, queen? That could get me canceled.
Is he giving you like a throuple right now? Like,
yeah, what's going on here?
It's Atlanta.
Is it just like... It's like, yo, shorty, what's good?
No!
Wait a minute,
Jan. Hold on now. You just got here.
That's not good, Jan.
It's all yours, sis.
Okay.
23 and me, you just went up 57% more Atlanta. Yeah. Like, for real.
Hell yeah. Working on it. Chocolate and vanilla. Go ahead.
Yes, Lord.
All right, well, baby, honey, our friend Carlos, honey, had a one-on-one interview with the OG housewife, Miss Nene Leakes, honey. So, Carlos, honey, you got to spill that tea after the break.
Okay.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Another day, another celebrity catfight on Instagram. All right, now rappers Erica Banks and Amy Luciani are keyboard clawing over Amy's ex and Erica's current man, Chaotic 305. Now, NBC bothered about the street still claiming she wanted him back, so she posted a side-by-side photo of her and Erica in the same outfit with the same hairstyle and called Erica delusional for allowing him to put her in the same outfit and hair that she wore 3 weeks earlier. Mm. Well, the Shade Room posted Amy's post, and Erica clapped back in the comments saying, yo, Carlos, can you lace up the quote?
This is my Erica boy. My baby has a bigger than your career, and she would just relax them strong-ass shoulders and breathe out. She wouldn't be so tight. Sis just needs a nap.
Ooh, no.
Nice. She so did.
But Chaotic KO5 also commented and said Erica wore it best. That's why he put them in the same outfits and hair.
Hold on. How would y'all feel if y'all mans, Gary and Carlos, admitted to doing something like this, like Chaotic just did?
Gary. What?
That would never happen.
Why not?
And let them know why.
Because, bitch, I'm not that person. Okay. Just curious. So we threw the dead part for the most part.
But Jesse, have you ever been in a situation where, like, all right, maybe you broke up with somebody and the person he dates next maybe looks just like you, dresses the same way that you do?
I never pay attention to who anybody moves on after me. Like, if you move on to anybody after me, I mean, I know you're automatically downgrading, so I'm not.
Yeah, there we go.
Nah. I'm not paying attention to what you got going on.
No, that's right, sis.
And as long as I'm concerned, I don't have exes. Thank you.
Oh. What do you have?
I do not know y'all. Oh.
Catches the amnesia.
I do not know you.
Right. Well, honey, moving on, baby, onto more shady tea. Now, Carlos, you and the OG Real Housewives of Atlanta, Miss Lanithia Leek. Now, y'all sat down for an exclusive tea party. And, baby, they said Miss Nene kept it real, honey, about who was responsible, baby, for making sure that all of the housewives of Atlanta had a house, bitch, to lay their heads. Listen to this.
Lord have mercy.
Have you watched 14 or 13 or 12?
No, I don't watch. I've never watched since I left, but I have honestly watched the clips that have come down social media.
Okay.
But me turning my TV on and tuning in is something I just cannot do. Because as far as I'm concerned, they're all sitting in my house, the house that I built. And it seemed like it's tumbling down.
But it looks like Sheree was like, no, let me check this boo, okay? And she posted a meme on her page that said, reminder of the day, our house, the beauty of an ensemble cast.
Oh!
Well, look, Andy Cohen confirmed that the Real Housewives of Atlanta is the house that Nene built. So he said it. Yeah. And unfortunately, that means it's true. Yeah.
No, Carlos.
What?
He said it, but he fired her.
Sometimes you gotta get rid of the squeaky wheel.
The bulls were taken apart piece by piece.
But it doesn't negate what he said.
Well, Carlos, you build a lot of empires. Yeah. Could you see yourself building something new around Nene and taking it to the max?
Oh. I would love the opportunity to do anything with Nene Leek. So, yeah. I don't know, just stay tuned, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Plot twist.
I think Nene is ready to move on to greener pastures.
Are there some pastures left that's green?
Yes, absolutely, with Nene, Lanithia Monique Johnson, least once removed. Absolutely. Yes, honey, stay tuned.
Okay.
Okay, coming up, Tiffany Haddish, Jamie Lee Curtis, and the cast of the new Haunted Mansion movie Dish with Andrew Freund about their new spooky movie right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am in the heart of New Orleans getting ready to sit down with Academy Award winner Jamie Lee Curtis, Tiffany Haddish, and the cast of The Haunted Mansion. Check it out.
Tiff, where am I from?
You are from Dish Nation.
Is that the... Is that the jingle?
It's the jingle.
But that's how it goes?
Yeah.
Dish Nation.
Wow. Yeah,
okay, so let's say y'all found like a really dope-ass house. Mm-hmm. But you knew it was haunted. Would you knowingly live in a haunted house because it was so dope? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I got sage and Palo Santo.
Okay.
Before this movie, no.
Okay.
After this movie, no.
Okay.
But I would like to visit, you know, as long as the ghosts don't follow me home.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I don't like being woken up at night. You know, I'm just not that kind. You know, I like my restful sleep.
Yeah.
I don't want to be PTSD. So I'd rather just be where it's quiet. You know, as long as the ghosts are quiet and they leave me and they let me do what I do and I let them do what they do, then we're good.
All right, that's fine. Both of you have been in this business. You know a lot of people. You've been in a lot of places.
What is the most insane mansion you have ever been in, and what was it like?
The Playboy Mansion. Years ago, I was there, and it was weird.
Kind of smaller than you expected it to be, not as grand as you expected it to be. I remember I took my mom there, and we watched a movie, and Elizabeth Taylor was there.
What?
Which was amazing. And I remember, like, looking over, and there's, like, these incredible paintings, like, just next to the bathroom. And it's just, like, such a bizarre place and stuff. Like, it was interesting to be going there for, like, a movie screening and, like, kind of mundane and not the average party. And I'll never forget, they just gave us little popcorns and, like, fold-out chairs. And I was like, okay.
You're like, Liz Taylor, fold-out chairs.
I was like, you ain't doing this to Liz.
Y'all been to Will and Jada's. Okay.
Whoa. Okay.
Now, when you pull up, it feels like you're going into Jurassic Park. Okay? They have several homes. Each home has a use. They got the workout house.
Okay.
They got the meditation house. They got the house.
The meditation house?
Meditation.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know. I thought
it's a house for meditation.
I want a medication. I'll take a meditation and medication house.
That's so great that you go in and it's like every room is medication?
No, it's meditation.
Meditation.
And it's more so one big old box.
Okay.
Then there's they got a lake. Or like a pond or whatever.
Okay.
They got wild animals. They have a snake room. They got like all these, like a reptile, like situation.
Yeah.
They got all kind of animals and stuff. And when you go into the main house, they got four refrigerators.
What?
Okay.
How many?
But I went to Bert Kreischer's house and he got an ice maker in the cabinet. And that's when I said, oh, you rich. I didn't know you could get an ice maker in the cabinet. Do you got an ice maker in your cabinet?
Yeah, are you rich?
I don't even know where I am right now. I'm back at the medication room, which just sounds so good right now.
No, it's meditation.
I understand.
Yes. Who's like a ghost you would want to be haunted by? Someone of note, someone you'd want to be around that's no longer with us, Jamie Lee Curtis.
I miss my mom.
She was an icon.
I miss my mom.
Ladies, I appreciate both of you.
Do you want us to do your logo again?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Dish Nation!
And Tina Turner would be who I would want to haunt me.
Okay. Do you want to sing this like Tina Turner?
Dish Nation!
Wow.
Thank you, ladies.
Bye.
Thank you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
We're going to war, y'all. It's time for
Battle of the Traps.
So first up, we got Chris Cuomo coming through with the fishy brolic thirst. Mm. He posted a photo with a huge fish in the caption. First person to guess the fish gets some mug.
Oh. Mm.
Now, Jesse, seems like you really wanted that mug because you actually commented with two eye emojis.
Yes, I sure did, honey. I definitely have a snapper you can catch, Chris. Call me. But, you know what I'm saying? We have him battling out our very, very own Carlos King. Okay, because he's out here quenching the men's thirst. He hit us with a sweaty gym photo showing off his thigh meat and arms with a caption, work out. So y'all, who y'all voting for, Carlos or Chris?
I want to know what Tanner thinks. Go ahead, Tanner.
Let me see the photos again. Bring them up. Okay. Chris Cuomo's got a few pounds on you, Carlos. He's got a little bulk on you, I think.
My God.
How many takes did it get your face right? Because you definitely got the blue steel going on.
Yeah, Carlos. It's giving.
Twice. That's some times.
Right. So that was the best out of two.
Yes.
Is that shade?
No, it was a question. You said you took the pitch twice, right?
Yeah, it was
we'll
a good
give
one.
It to you, Carlos. I'll give it to you.
Thank
I'll
Tanner.
Give it to you, Carlos.
See, Jesse.
Not you shading me.
No, I was saying Tanner chose me, honey, so.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.